The scourge of Alzheimer's disease is growing as people live longer. In the U.S. alone, an estimated 5.7 million have Alzheimer's-related dementia. Extensive research is being done to learn more about how to identify and treat it, including here in Arizona. A team of interdisciplinary researchers came together to form the Human Computation Institute to figure out what to do about problems that humans could solve but computers couldn't, or that computers could solve but humans couldn't. One problem was connected to Alzheimer's, giving the team a unique opportunity. So with the help of a game called Stall Catchers and a citizen science project, research progress is being made. Pietro Michelucci is director of the Human Computation Institute and is with me to talk about it. Pietro, let's start with some background. What is the Human Computation Institute and how did you create it?
So the Human Computation Institute was created to meet the need for a center that brings together interdisciplinary scientists who are all working together from different vantage points to support a new kind of science called human computation, which is about creating distributed systems made up of machines and humans connected by the internet in order to solve problems that machines alone cannot solve and that humans alone cannot solve.
And how did Alzheimer's disease get to be at the core of this?
Shortly after founding the Institute, you know, we realized that you know, we had the right people together, and we thought we had some ideas about how to use these techniques of combining computers and humans to solve problems. But we were looking for an actual problem to solve, and a colleague of mine, Janice Dickinson from Cornell University, happened to have a chance meeting with a biomedical researcher also at Cornell at a faculty function, and she learned about his work, and she knew that we were looking for a problem to solve that would have significant societal impact. She set up a meeting, and so you know, when I learned about his work that he was studying Alzheimer's disease, I thought, well, you know, this is the kind of problem that many people can get behind quite easily. I mean, most people have at least some connection to the disease and care about solving it. You know, part of creating a successful crowdsourcing system is to be able to motivate people to contribute to it, to volunteer their time, and so. You know, creating the right success conditions up front is part and parcel to that. The problem they had is that the kind of analysis that was required for their data was painstaking manual visual analysis by human lab technicians. And for each single experiment that they would run and for which they would collect data, it would take an entire year to analyze the data, which is by research standards is a glacial pace of advancement. So this sounded to me like the kind of problem that would indeed lend itself to a human computation approach where we could potentially leverage the cognitive abilities of many people in order to solve this problem.
Are there any built-in extra risks that come with that? Obviously, there is an efficiency quotient, which helps. There's the quickness with which it can help. But are there any special requirements that a person must have?
I think there can be, and you know, for every success case we have with a platform like this, we probably have many failure cases. So in fact, I recently ran a workshop with a few colleagues to try to sort of organize these concepts and figure out how can we learn from our successes and failures. But I think one key concept has to do with data quality. Whenever you create a citizen science platform, and in our case, a game called Stall Catchers, you know, which anyone can play, and in doing so, they help accelerate, you know, the Alzheimer's research. You're asking members of the general public without specialized training to analyze scientific data, and you're somehow supposed to extract very high quality, you know, research quality results from that analysis. So how can you do that? And one approach that we take is what we call wisdom of crowd methods. And this is the idea that if you get one person to analyze a piece of data, that might or might not be accurate. But if you can somehow combine their answer sensibly with many other answers, all of different people looking at the same data, then you can potentially extract an expert-like result from that. And that's exactly what we've done in the Stall Catchers game is we had to figure out what we call our magic number. That is, you know, what we do is we show people a blood vessel in the brain of a mouse, and the simple task is to determine whether blood is flowing through that vessel or if it's stalled, which is why we call it Stall Catchers, where our needle in the haystack problem is finding the stalls. So we had to figure out how many different people have to look at the same blood vessel in order to get a highly accurate answer, one that met the stringent requirements of the Cornell researchers. And in our validation study, we discovered that through our simple combination method, it would take 20 different people looking at the same blood vessel to get a highly accurate result. We actually improved our efficiency by a factor of 3. So now it takes on average only 7 people looking at the same blood vessel to meet the data quality requirements.
Troy, in the big picture, what do you see as the future? It could be short term, could be longer term if you want, of this sort of human research combined with AI research and data collection. As things are refined, as things are figured out a little bit better, how impactful do you think it can be?
From my perspective, the writing is already on the wall in terms of moving toward a cognitive labor economy. In other words, through citizen science experiences, and now there are platforms that will allow people to study and learn a vocation through doing some kind of online cognitive task, and then ultimately get hired by the company that's crowdsourcing that task and continue to do the same work online and get paid for it. The future vision that I see is one in which we're increasingly moving in this direction where artificial intelligence is starting to do some of the more menial jobs. You know, we see driverless cars that are being controlled by AI, and that displaces cab drivers. On the other hand, it creates a new kind of job, which is cab drivers who are now working at a call center for Nissan. And the idea there is that when the driverless car encounters a situation it doesn't understand, it sends telemetry to the Nissan call center, and a human being actually, you know, takes over the car or analyzes the situation and provides the feedback that the AI needs. So I think what we're going to see is increasingly partnerships between computers and humans. And the role of humans is going to move gradually in this direction of jobs that I think are more stimulating and more interesting. So, yeah, I guess that's what I see for our future.
Pietro Michelucci is director of the Human Computation Institute. The Stallcatcher's game has reached more than 10,000 participants at this stage.